The whole concept of making a shliach for Bala Vimay is really very, very counter to everything I think we've ever known about shlichus. Shlichus works for a maisa, right? Everyone knows diktois and kuf pei beis, who brings the taisis rid, why you can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you. And the way diktois understands the taisis rid is because shlichus doesn't work for a midid memelo. It only works for a maisa. I can make you a shliach to do a maisa for you, but I can't make you a shliach to be me, right? If that's the case, how do you make someone a shliach for a balavima? What's balavima? What's the shlichus? I want you to be me. And do what? Be Mekadosh and Isha for you? Buy something for you? Sell something for you? Like, what am I doing for you? This doesn't seem to be a maisa. It sounds like Bala Vimay is the pshat. I want you to be me. You can't make someone a shlech to be you. You can make someone a shlech to do a maisa for you. And then we can clarify and this how it works. Or may simcha v'chule v'chule v'chule. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, where's the maisa? What is the shlichus attaching itself to? Tzorich beer, number one. But the big akasha is that the Gemara says whether or not you say Shlucha Shel Adam Kemoisnei by Bala Vimay is totally the machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. Whether you can make a shliach to do hafaras nadar. Rabbi Yonasan says, I don't call it a rikul, you can make a shliach hafaras nadar. I don't see why this should be different. Rabbi Yoshia says, no, I have a pasuk. It says, Isha, right, with a mapike, you came manu, v'isha, you feirenu, and from there I know not, memelu Bala Vimay also not. Why did the Gemara think that the shayla Bala Vimay is a tzushdal tafar? The sugi of Afara is like an anomaly. It's a complete exception to the rule in the sugis of Shulchan Shel Adam Kemoisei. Really, Rabbi Yonasan is right. Matzinu b'chol mokem she Shulchan Shel Adam Kemoisei. Grab that there's a case for Rabbi Yoshi Oltz based on Exeris HaKosov that there it's going to be different. What does that have to do with Bala Vimay? What's not to say, hey, I don't know, if Kala Terukula Shulchan Kemoisei, and you're not bothered with the fact that there's no mice over here, Me'ez Asi B'Shiyeh, we'll ask the super long the why, but the bottom line is, if this doesn't bother you, okay, so B'Seyden, then there should be Shlichas. What does this have to do? What's this acute Tzushtel that the Gemara sees that this Shaila of Shlichas B'Bala Vimay has something to do with Shlichas Fafar? So you know who asks this Kasha? Tois asks Kasha. It's the bottom Tois on the Yomim, and Toisva says that you have to say the Gemara's Tushal is as follows. Because really in Kala Torah Kula Shulchan Shalom Kemois, like Rabbi Yonasan said, which is true, everywhere, in Shulchan Shalom Kemois, there are certain ramifications and there are certain limitations. But Lamaisa Shulchan Shalom Kemois. Narva, Siddash Shitas Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi holds that when it comes to Afaris Nadarim, over here it's going to be different. Why? So Toisva says, I have two reasons, really, or two ways to understand Rabbi Yoshi. Toisva says, could be Rabbi Yoshi meant to say was, is being that it says in the Torah, Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yifeirenu. The Torah mentioned the husband twice, right? Isha means the husband, not the woman. And Isha is a woman, but Isha, with the Mapake, is the husband. So Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yifeirenu means the husband. And the Torah said it two times. Two times is the Mute Shlucha. Could be that's what Rabbi Yoshia meant. Says Tosis, if that's what Rabbi Yoshia meant, that's the Tzushtal. The Tzushtal is in the Parsha of Balavima, the Torah says Ba'alav. And it doesn't say it once, it says it twice. Baal of Ima, and it says Baal of Enima. That was the beginning of it. So being that the Torah mentions Baal of twice, like the Torah mentions Isha twice, so the Gemara thought that it was a Tzushal to Rabbi Yoshi. So you're right, Rabbi Yoshi's case is an exception, but the same exception that you have there, I think you would have here. Meaning the Tzushal is that Rabbi Yoshi held how far is different because the Torah said Isha twice. So Isha twice. Here too it says Isha twice. Inami says, so it could be even more posh. It could be Rabbi Yoshi wasn't coming from the double Lashon, but the word Isha, the Torah went out of its way to say the husband, meaning the Balabas, the Bailam on this Hafara, he's the one that has to do it. And that was Rabbi Yoshi's Rosh. If that's the case, here too it says the same thing. It says Ba'alav. Torah went out of its way to use the word Ba'alav, and Ba'alav means Dafka the Bailam, as opposed to anybody else. But either way, Tosfa says, whatever Pshat and Rabbi Yoshi is that the Gemara held that Rabbi Yoshi's drasha of Isha Yikimenu, of Isha Yifeirenu, is an exact tzushtel. It's an exact tzushtel to the Baal of Imai, and it's for that reason the Gemara said whether or not you can make a shlich for a Baal of Imai is going to be telling the machloikis Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan. The Chassam Sofer, in a classic tshuva, it's in Yerideya, Simen Shin Chav Aleph. So it's a very important tshuva with regards to the sugi that we're learning right now. He asks a bomb kasha. We're not going to go into this Chassam Sofer, just mentioning it. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says that we know the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadesh discusses how do you know Shulchan Shel Adam Kemoisei. It's learned out from the parsha of Gerushin, the parsha of Truma, the Shachtu Oisa called Das B'nei Yisrael, the parsha of Kachin, right? The Gemara has a whole bunch of different sources and Tzrichas says, how do you know Shlichas? Zok Tachsam Sofer, I have a Mer Digim Makar for Shlichas. I have a Mer Digim Makar for Shlichas. The Torah twice said that you don't say Shulchan Shel Adam Kemoisei, according to Rabbi Yoshia. Isha Yikimeno, the Ishan Yefeireno, and Balavimoy, Balavenimoy. I in the bottom Toysfis and Bob Mitzia, that's Sadik Bob Amaral. If that's the case, I've Shnek Suvim Abon Ke'echa, that you don't say Shlucha Shaladim Kamoisoi, which is a Lima, that you should say Shlucha Shaladim Kamoisoi. As I pray to some Soifer. Because I pray to some Soifer in the middle of a Cheshvin. That, why did the Gemara have to mucha to find a Makar for Shlichas? There's no Mefurish of Makar to Shlichas, right? You have to mucha a little bit. I have a good Mucharai. I have a great Makar. I have two places where the Torah said Shlichas doesn't work. The parish of Afar and the parish of Olavima. In the world of Rabbi Yoshio, if that's the case, it's Shnei Suvim Abon Ke'echa, the Chol Shnei Suvim Abon Ke'echa, and Eimelam. So the Chassam Sofer, to answer this question, he says a Dover Gadol. Really, this Chassam Sofer is famous from a prat that he says in the way he answers this question. He says, you have to say it's Muchach, that really, it's not a Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echa, right? What's the Yisoid? What underpins Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echa? That the Torah didn't have to tell me this halacha twice. I could have learned one from the other. Oh, from the fact that the Torah told me twice, the Torah is teaching me I can't learn from this, right? That's the Yisoid of, usually if the Torah says something, so one of the good Gomamita Shatern addressions for him is Mahatzad, or it's Binyanav, right? You could always learn from it. But if the Torah tells it to me a second time, the second mention of it is an Akira, always in the Binyanav, because if you can learn from it, then why Torah have told me a second time? Oh, the Torah told me a second time to teach me that really you can learn from it. So it's all predicated, every Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, that the Torah told me something a second time that it didn't have to tell me a second time to teach me that these are the exceptions that you can't learn anything else from there. But the minute there's a tzricha, so the minute the Torah had a reason that it had to tell me these two things, so then already I wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. So Zok Tchsam Sofer, that there's a tzricha, so that the Torah had to say Ba'ol Avimai, Ein Ba'ol Avimai, and Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifirenu, and I would have never been able to learn one from the other. Had the Torah only said Isha Yikemenu V'Isha Yifirenu, and the Torah would have taught me that there's no halacha of shlichos when it comes to hafara, I would not have known there's no shlichos by Ba'ol Avimai, because I would have said hafara, all it is words. And being that all it is words, could be immediately loy nimser and l'shliach, and it's for that reason you don't say shlucha shaladim kamoisa. But Ba'ol Avimai, which we're not sure what it is, but it's not words, I would have thought over there, maybe you do say shlichos. And the Chassam Sofer says, had we only known Ba'ol Avimai, I would have thought maybe a shliach works by hafara, based on the fact that the Gemara says, kol nederes hadas bailu hi nederes, and really the reason a husband has a schos to be mefer is because the whole neder was made al daitoy, so you could have thought that, why do I have to make a shliach to be made for another, meaning why do I need the parish of Shluch Shalad and Kamoisai? The minute I make a shliach, that's a giloy das that I don't really want the nether, and if that's a giloy das, I don't want the nether, that in of itself should not count the nether. That's a riesige svara when you're learning Masech this Nadar. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, there was a trichas in each one. But what's the trichas? Why would I have not known Ba'ol of Imoy, ain't Ba'ol of Imoy, from Ishii Kemed of Ishii Yifirenu? Because I would have thought that Ishii Kemed of Ishii Yifirenu is different, because over there it's an Amira, it's Mili, and it could be Mili by Mimser and Lushliach. So the Chassam Sofer, Toich Dvar of here, says a big var. He says, oh, and by the way, I hold this is the Makar to Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach. So we know Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach. What's the Makar? How do you know Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach? Zoktei, that Havamina, which I'm being Moichiach from the fact that the Gemara didn't use the Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Ein Melamden as the Makar to every Shulchan Shalom Kamoisai. It's because you see a Tzricha. So what's the Tzricha? So you see over here, Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach. Atudas in the Makar. So you learn Perak HaSheleach, you learn Perak HaGed, Perak HaOmer, you learn all the different Sugyas and Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach, right? Which Yeshiva Bach never heard those words. Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach. Shiloh is what it means, by the way. Not a bush of the Shiloh. But for sure, what's the Makar? How do you know Mili Lai Mimser? Right, the big Hakira, Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach is it only Allah and Shliach is a Shliach? Right, there are many, many Achronim that hold that Mili Lai Mimser and Lashliach means that if somebody makes someone a Shliach, ordinarily Shliach is a Shliach. The Shliach is a Shliach, right? Atzoif Kala Oila. But in the when it comes to Mili, then you don't have the halacha of Shliach Chayz Shliach. Some Seif is going that Mili Mitzvah and Shliach means that you can't make a Shliach for Mili. It's not just the halacha in Shliach Oysa Shliach, that doesn't work by Mili. You can't even make a Shliach. I can't make a Shliach to say something. I can make a Shliach to do something, not to say something. What's the Makar? It's Rabbi Yoshia's Makar. Rabbi Yoshia, Ishi, Yikimen of Ishi. Rabbi Yonison, you'd have to have another Makar. But on Rabbi Yoshia, anyways, this Gemara that we just learned now, it's a Gemara that comes up in many places in Shas. This is the Makar, says the Chassam Sofer, Yerideya Shinchof Aleph, to the Klal of Mili Loi Mamzer and Lashliach.